Hello, neighbor. This is Pastor Kyler Lanier filling in once again for Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier. He's returned safely from the mission trip to Haiti, so thank you so much for your prayers. We're excited to be able to hear about the wonderful work that God's been doing overseas, but today I'm excited once again to share with you about the wonderful work that God's able to do right here at home in our own hearts. Now, we've been looking at Proverbs chapter number 1. We've been through the first few verses, but I just want to remind you, either in case you weren't here at the beginning of the week, or if you just need a quick reminder, about the purpose of Proverbs. So the point of the book of Proverbs, the point is to think better. Many times we get into the trap of just treating it like some kind of an outline for our daily life, and we try to make our outward actions match the actions that are written in Proverbs and hope that it improves our life. But that is actually a philosophy that we find very heavily over in the Eastern world, where they believe that if you do enough externally, it will change who you are on the inside. Well, Christianity flips that entire recipe completely on its head. Christianity is one of the only religions that says, hey, God is going to change you on the inside, and it's going to have a direct impact and an effect on your outward behavior. So when you read through the book of Proverbs, be very careful not to have the mindset of trying to get your outward behavior to match the behavior that's in Proverbs. That's not the point at all. The point is to allow God's word to get inside of you and to change your thinking, to change you from the inside. And then that living out of the principles is going to be a natural occurrence. It's going to be a fruit of the Spirit that we're going to see evident in our life. So the point of Proverbs is to think better. The path of Proverbs is to live better. Once it's in us and we're thinking better and it's producing fruit in our life, we are going to live better. That's the path that we walk. The power of Proverbs, that's to win better. And we've talked about that earlier in the week, that he that winneth souls is wise. And literally, what it's talking about there is winning over the whole man to be able to get him to be a partner in the cause for Christ, to be able to share the same thinking that we might be able to share, as it says in the New Testament, that we're of one mind, to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that we're of one mind in one accord. And so to win a soul that way, as Proverbs talks about, is literally to win over the entire thinking of the man. That's that discipline that's put into action. That's the discipleship that we see, that we are taught and commanded to do. And so, the point of Proverbs is to think better. It's for us internally, not to judge the outside world, but for our own internal benefit. When we get that point, then the path of Proverbs put into action is to live better, and the fruit of that kind of a life is to win better, that you will get other people, not just to accept Christ as their Savior, but you will get other people to be on fire about being discipled and then about reaching others. You have won them in their entirety to the Lord. And what a wonderful power that is to be able to see exhibited in our lives. And that's all possible because of the grace of God. So we're going through the book of Proverbs just as an introduction of chapter number 1. That's all we're looking at this week. And we read the first several verses. And remember, there's a danger in man's thinking. Colossians 2:8 says, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Everything that we need, everything we have need of is found in Christ, in Jesus, the Son of God, God, very God. Everything we need is found in him. Now, this thing about philosophy is fascinating because a definition of philosophy that you look up is as follows. Philosophy is the discussion of the ideas, basic ideas of knowledge, reality, and values. That's what philosophy is. Basic ideas about knowledge, reality, and values. So that's philosophical, but biblical is where we ought to be as children of God. And biblical is the discussion not of ideas, but of truth about reality, truth about value, truth about knowledge. So that's the difference. To be philosophical is ideas about those, to be biblical is truth about them. And so that's why for critical thinking, the Bible must be our foundation. It must be our point of reference. We need something that doesn't change. We don't need something that's just relative to our culture or to the situation and that fluctuates. We need something that we can stand solid upon regardless of how times change, regardless of how society adapts to different environments. Only one source is always constant and can be that reference for critical thinking, and that's the Word of God. And that's what we are looking at this morning. Proverbs chapter number 1. Let me reread the first few verses, and then we'll look at what we haven't covered. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. And we looked at this. This means we need to know some things. It's the need for education in verse number 2. If we need to know some things, then there are, by necessity, things that we do not know. So verse 2 outlines the principle of the need for education. Verse number 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. And we looked at this, verses 3 and 4. This is the need for realization. It's humility. We have to realize that there are some things we need to receive. These are things that we do not possess. We need these given to us to be bestowed upon us. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 22:4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Now again, I want to remind you that many people, when they teach the book of Proverbs, will tell you that these are general principles and practices for life, but that they are not absolute truths or recipes. They're not promises. That's the general teaching, is that they're principles, but not promises. I don't hold to that. I absolutely believe that these are promises. When the Bible says that by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life, I believe that that's a promise. I believe that if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He will exalt us in due time. But the difference comes in the perspective of when these things come to fulfillment. If we are looking at it through the eyes of man, the economy of this material world, then sure, absolutely, it makes sense that these are just general best practices, because you might be humble, you might fear the Lord, but you might never have riches. That may not seem to come to pass. Well, does that mean that God's a liar? Well, of course not. However, in the economy of God, we find that He's going to honor His word. So even if we don't find the riches and the honor that it talks about in Proverbs 22:4, if we are humble and we fear the Lord, He will exalt us in due time. And that time is not always the time that we think it ought to be, but it's in His economy. And so I believe in Proverbs there are absolute promises, but they don't come to fulfillment in this life. Some of them we won't get to see become complete until eternity. So that's verse number 4, is the need for realization that we need to receive some things, and you have to receive it in humility. Now let's look at verse number 5. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. We must hear some things and grow. So there might be things that we never hear and thus don't grow. This is the need for participation. We've seen the others. Verse 5 is the need for participation. This is an active learning. It's living it out. Proverbs 16:23 says, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Even though he's already wise, he is learning and living out more knowledge, more biblical principles. Here in Proverbs 16:23, it says, he teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. We need to participate in the learning that's taking place in our life. In verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. We must hear some things and grow. The need for participation. Don't just sit in the pew. Don't sit on the other side of this radio broadcast and hear these things and think, wow, that sounds nice. You need to apply them to your life. You need to grab hold of them. You need to make them your own. Get off of the bench, get onto the field, and become an active participator in the work for God. Then we get to verse number 6, and that is going to be the need for examination, that we must understand some things. We're going to have to study, and we're going to have to apply ourselves, especially when it comes to some of the things that are mentioned here in the book of Proverbs. And so tomorrow, you'll come back and join us again, we're going to look at this, verse number 6, the need for examination. And by the end of the week, we're going to have a wonderful outline for the different needs that we have in our life as we read through the book of Proverbs. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on the Westwood Gospel Time. I've been Pastor Kyler Lanier, filling in for Dr. Walt Lanier. And from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is my prayer.